So what we're seeing today in this event are 9 championship solos, and that is a combination of 6 junior swimmers who qualified from yesterday's figure event and 3 senior swimmers who took part in yesterday's technical solo. Gemma Broad is one of those. She finished 2nd in yesterday's technical solo event. And then after this, straight after this, we will be having the open competition with 3 Great Britain soloists, showing off fantastic flexibility right from the off. And great height with the hips up at the surface, straight into a headfirst boost. This is where she has to push to try and get the tops of her knees at least clear of the water in that double leg vertical position. Takes a lot of practice and strength. Just slightly falling off the vertical line on that spin down there. That may be because of her sculling position, perhaps too far out from the body. Sometimes swimmers have a kink one way or the other in their body as well that can throw them off the vertical line. Sometimes when you do a cross-legged spin down rather than 2 legs together, it can disguise any, it can disguise if you're falling off slightly, but that was a good spin down from Gemma. This is where she needs to keep her energy going now. This is where she's gonna be feeling tired. Keep sculling with those arms in the torpedo, with the arms above the head. She has to use every opportunity to propel herself around the pool. And again, just falling slightly off the spin. I think she hit the vertical slightly on her back to start with. So it's quite hard to recover a spin down when you're already off the line. But yeah, quite an enchanting performance there from Gemma Broad from rugby.